This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, Micron's milestone, exporting India's first semiconductor chips from Gujarat's Sanand in 2025. Micron India is set to export its first batch of semiconductor chips manufactured in Sanand, Gujarat, in early 2025. These chips, aimed for the global markets, will be used across several industries including data centers, smartphones, notebooks, IoT devices, and the automotive industry. Moving to our next topic, India's strategic shift, easing curbs on Chinese investment in high-tech electronics. India is considering allowing Chinese electronics firms investment on a case-by-case basis, with a particular focus on the high-tech electronics sector. Moving to the next topic, Maruti Suzuki India is aiming high for the fiscal year, setting a target to sell around 2 million vehicles. Focusing on outdoing the domestic car industry, the company plans to grow beyond industry expectations, with a big bet on the next-gen Swift and Zeer. Full details are inside. Moving to next topic, British energy giant Shell reported a significant decrease in their earnings. For the first quarter, their net profit plunged 15.5% to $7.4 billion. This decline was partly attributed to lower revenues from natural gas. Moving to our last topic, understanding the surge, why US interest rates are at a 23-year high despite Federal Reserve's stance. US interest rates are at a 23-year high, impacting the cost of home loans and debt significantly. The Federal Reserve, the central bank of the US, has chosen not to reduce the benchmark lending rates, despite the financial strain on citizens. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.